to summon me from hellish flame for what happens next?
I shall take no blame.
Back to work I go, Let's take a little look around. Well, this looks more like a messy little apartment than a nunnery. So there's a change of scenery for me. Oh, hello, little human. You're a pretty little thing, aren't you? Smart too, I suppose. Summoning a succubus all by yourself with runes drawn on notebook paper. No, I'm impressed, actually. Seems quite resourceful. It's practical. Now then, what does a cute little thing like you want with a curvy, tall succubus with charcoal skin that fades into red on my hands and feet, with eyes that glow yellow and orange like the fires of whence I came, with a whip-like tail on my back and curved horns of ram on my skull? What could you possibly want with a satanic woman like myself, One made to give unimaginable pleasure. Go on, darling. Tell me what it is you want. What was that? No, really, I don't think I understood you there. Maybe just one more time? Could you... Well, okay, so by cuddling, you of course mean having me tie you down and lash at you with my tail until you beg for mercy, or gripping my horns like handles and abusing my poor face until you're satisfied? See, I highly doubt you went through the trouble of learning satanic magic so you could relax on the couch with someone. Wait, so you're not joking? You literally mean cuddling? That's what you summoned a succubus for? Well, yes, I suppose sex demons are known for their understanding. But us being understanding is... more regarding sexuality. I understand how to give and to take pleasure. I understand how to feast on the delicious nectar of a woman, and how to wring every last drop out of a man. I understand bodies, sensations, the sexual and the erotic. I arrive when I'm summoned, and I leave when the summoner is, or summoners are, satisfied. I don't cuddle. It's not what I'm made for, and it's not what I wanted for. Well, yes, I suppose you want me for it. Look, it's just a no, all right? Why not? I told you, I've been entirely honest. Okay, fine. You want the whole truth. If that's what you want me to do, I'm compelled to tell you. Alright. I don't know how. Yes, ha. Hell, this conversation is ridiculous. Look, I don't know how. I've never cuddled before. I have no experience doing it. Which is... sort of embarrassing, I suppose. I'm usually the one who knows exactly what to do. Or at least, exactly how to do what I'm asked. Well, there you have it. I like knowing what I'm doing, and I don't know how to cuddle. So what do you want to do now? You'll teach me. You'll teach me how to cuddle. You're hard to deter, aren't you? I don't think... yes, I am at your command. And yes, I do have to do as you say and as you please, since you're the one who summoned me. You know what? Fine. Teach me how to cuddle. What's step one? What? Put on what? What's this? Is this one of your shirts? Now you want me to put on clothes? What in hell? Fine, fine. Just know that this is the first time I've put on a shirt. Or clothing at all, for that matter. No, I'm serious. Oddly enough, people don't see a reason to wear anything to warm their bodies in hell. And this isn't something I'm normally asked to do by summoners. There, I'm wearing it. Look, it even hangs down low enough to cover my hips. But this is where the clothing stops. I'm not gonna make a fool out of myself trying to put on a pair of pants with a 4-foot whip coming out of my tailbone. Well, you've made me modest, for some reason. Now what? All right, I'll sit on the couch. What? I mean, this isn't what I would call a stupid sexy pose. This is what I would call a stupid sexy pose. Well, how do you want me to sit? Just relax. All right, I'm relaxed. Now you sit down, right? And there we go. Oh, I thought you were going to sit next to me. You are sitting right in my lap, aren't you? Well, I don't know. So now we just get close to each other? Put our arms around each other? Okay, I understand. Now you rest your head on top of my breasts, and I wrap you up in me. You want me to put my tail around you? I should warn you, demon blood is very hot, and my tail skin isn't that thick. That'll make it nice and toasty. Oh, there you go. I'll just wrap my tail around your waist and pull you nice and close to me. Is this it? Really? Maybe I run my fingers through your hair. Put my hand on your chest. Maybe slide it down towards your crotch a little bit. And no, okay, I'm stopping. Fuck. It's so simple. There's nothing much to it. But I guess it also doesn't feel like there needs to be. Am I onto something? Am I seeing this the right way? Well, that's good. This whole cuddling thing, I like it. No, I really do. It's close and it's just nice. Are you feeling the same thing? Just lazing around with you? I don't think I've ever felt so far from lonely in quite some time. You really are a cute, sexy little human. If most humans know what this feels like, I can't see how you would have a hard time convincing anyone to come and cuddle you. I guess I'm just saying, I don't know why you felt you had to resort to summoning a demon for this, but I'm glad you did. I really am. May I ask for one thing, though? A kiss? Just one little kiss? Okay, it was more than one, but can you blame me? Do you want to watch Netflix or something? Sure, Let's do that then. You know, I think I might enjoy my time here.